Well, wonderful. Good, good, good. If you would take your Bibles and turn with me, please, to Psalm 41 and verse 11. And this is what that verse says. By this I know that thou favorest me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. Lord, just your word is blessed. Help us to be blessed by receiving it. Help us to ingest that word into our life and let it become a part of our life. And everyone said amen. Amen and amen. By this, I know that thou favorest me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. Paul told the Corinthians, now thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph. See, always. That's a good confession. That's a good goal. You want to win every time in life, don't you? Yes. Amen. You know what? There's enough winning. There's enough silver and gold. There's enough food. There's enough nice cars. And everything else that everybody can have a lot of it. And then the most important thing, to go to heaven when we draw our last breath here. And I'm so glad that you're here. And we just need to realize that. And we need to realize that tonight is communion. And I just try to have an on-time word, a short word, every communion night so that we can just get ready and take communion. It's such a beautiful spiritual experience. There's only two of them in the New Testament, water baptism and communion. So we'll be taking that in just a moment. And my thought that I'd like to share with you tonight is living in the favor of God, not just visiting. You have a choice, and the choice is yours. You can live in the favor of God. Now, I've seen this. I try to live there. Or you can visit. God is easy. Taste of the Lord and see that he's good. He's wonderful. While we were all sleeping, he was looking for somebody he could bless today. And you can get some blessings from God just by visiting his favor. Or you can work at living in the favor of God, which is, I believe, what we want to do. We want God to favor us, and that no weapon formed against us will prosper. On the days that you are close to God, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. I'm not saying that there won't be a weapon formed against you, but it will not prosper again. It will not be successful. Nobody can honestly teach a message about living this life at this time and say, look, you just do this, this, and this, and you'll never have a problem. You'll just be floating the river on flowery beds of ease. Nothing will ever happen except for you just have to change your harps every once in a while. No, in this world, John 16:33, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, Jesus said. I've overcome the world. And what he's saying is this. Did you know that Jesus is your big brother? Do you understand that? He is your brother. He is your Savior. He's your priest, your very high priest, the highest priest. There isn't anything that he can't do for you that is wonderful. Now, according to this verse, I'm going to read it again. By this I know that you favor me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. You know what you want to happen in your life? You want God to favor you all the time. Now, there has been trillions of messages preached. Who is on the Lord's side? And that's a good message. Who is on the Lord's side? But I'm preaching something different tonight. Whose side is God on? See, because How many of you would like God to continually be on your side? Well, then you're in the right place, and we won't be here very long. I want God to take my side every time. I want God to be with me every time. But you know, I have to be careful about some things. I have to understand some things. Romans 8:31 said, if God is for me. It says, if God is for us, who can stand against us? Now, can I tell you something? What about if he's not for you? What if you got into some kind of interaction with somebody else and you got ugly with somebody or you did something that you shouldn't have done to somebody, something like that? See, God can love you. You can be his child, but there are times he'd have to take somebody else's side. Might have to take the other guy's side. Why? If the other guy's right. So a real good thing to do is to measure your entire life by the Word of God. I have done that for many years. I locked myself away in 1971 in the summertime, and I read the Bible so much as a brand new, hungry little believer. I read the Bible so much that Bible began to read me, and it began to point out things in my life that were important for me to know. And I had to intelligently say, I have to work on this. I'm still working on things in my life. According to what I understand the Bible says, we will be working on things that we should be while we're in this life. Amen? But it's a wonderful life to do that. Jimmy Stewart, eat your heart out. This is a more wonderful life than that movie that you made so many years ago. No weapon formed against me will prosper. And if God is for me, who can be against me? But if I have erred, then I have to hurry up and get some things done. One of the things that I have been able to do that I have mastered in my life is to be able to tell somebody I was wrong. I was just totally wrong. Will you forgive me? I have practiced telling people that I was wrong, even at times when I wasn't wrong. Because see, to the Lord, many times it might matter more that you can turn the other cheek, that you can show a humbleness. Everybody say this. I was wrong. Now say this. Sometimes I'm wrong. Yes. Can I tell you? Sometimes you are wrong. Sometimes I am wrong. I try to make it right in a hurry. I don't sleep on it. I don't really want to sleep on it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to split hairs over who might be right or who. You know what? I was wrong. Now, then I put it on the other guy. Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? You know, I raised you, sweetie. I don't think I did everything right, but I tried. Will you forgive me where I was wrong? Okay. You do every day. I know you do. I wish everybody that I have to deal with was like you. Now, you're a pistol. Oh, my God. But look here. Does everybody understand that point? That's one of the points where you're living in the favor of God. Now, some people, let me tell you, God's easy. He wants to help people. And a person could come up in a service and get a major healing. They could get, somebody could prophesy a word over them and say, financial blessings are coming your way. And before they get out the door of the church, they're being blessed. But and that happens. You can visit the favor of God, or you can live in the favor of God. And if you purpose in your heart and you look at life that way, Lord, help me today. I'm going to live in your favor today. Show me. And how many of you will give me this? You know your weaknesses by the showing of your hands. You know some of the areas where you're weak. Amen. Amen. You know what? Talk to God about those things. Say, God, it's a new day. I do this. I really do. Lord, help me today to be kind. Lord, mercy rejoiceth over judgment. Help me to be like that. Help me to be a merciful person. Help me to be a person that's not hard on people. And I know some of my weaknesses, and I start my day that way. I say, you know, Lord, there's no question in the spirit world. You are the potter, and I'm the clay, and that's the way I want it to be. I want you to mold me and make me, and I know I could be uncomfortable at times, and that doesn't bother me. I just want it because I've tasted of the Lord and seen that you're good, and you're just so good, Lord. I just want you in my life all the time. I want to be in your life all the time. Now, who is on the Lord's side? Then he will be on your side. And in every decision you make, what we have to understand is, say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Help me to really see, am I right in this thing? Is there a chance that I am wrong in this thing? Because if I'm wrong, and first of all, I say, God, I think I'm wrong in this. And then you tell that person, I think I did wrong. I did wrong. Can you forgive me? Everybody say this here. Sometimes I do wrong. Lord, teach me how to repent, how to ask others to forgive me when I make a mistake. I'm telling you, we're so far ahead. How many of you have ever had a sleepless night because you know something wasn't just right and you got a funny feeling you might be a little bit wrong and you're wrestling with that all night long because you're trying to come up with, well, they should have done this or blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm telling you, I have been practicing telling people I was wrong and sometimes not be wrong and asking for forgiveness. And boy, you sleep better. You do better. Favor follows you. I want God to favor me. In every situation that comes up, I want God to favor me. I don't want to get in a tussle with somebody and me be wrong and God have to tell me, now, Angelo, I really can't go along with that. That's not quite right. Does this stuff make sense to you, sis? Good. That makes me happy. Let me tell you something. Who's on the Lord's side? If the Lord is on your side, he himself will avenge you. Recompense no man evil for evil or railing for railing, but rather give place for God's wrath. Give time. Give God time to move. For it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Now, y'all may not like it, but when people give me a tussle and come against my everything that I stand for, my reputation, the best thing to do there is just be quiet. And I have seen it over and over again. And I've seen sometimes it takes years. Things turn around and around, and I'm right in front of that person. Right in front of that person. And they're in a position where they've just got to be humble. They've just got to. I had somebody tell me some time ago, I just can't forgive that person. I just can't. And you know what? I had waited 3.5 years, and I said, well, I forgave you. I said, remember what you did to me? Remember when you got on social media and you just blasted my church? You blasted my reputation? I said, you remember how I forgave you and I helped you when you asked for help? You know what that person did? They learned. They learned. Some things you learn by observation. They learned. It's not always favorable to win a shouting contest or to withhold repentance from anybody. He will bring everything into the light. You've heard me say this for years. If you've been here and you've heard me say this, raise your hand. The truth will outlive a lie. Anybody remember hearing that from old Bro A? It will. When you're on God's side, when you're under the blessing spout where the glory comes out of God, well, it's kind of hard to beat, because the truth will outlive a lie, especially if you're touching one of God's children. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. There's prophets in this room. And many children, perhaps all of you are children of God in this room. God doesn't want anybody messing with you. Because if the age-old speaking over of God's people, I will bless those that bless you, and I will sure curse those that curse you. That's the truth. Now, that may not be an important thing for you, but in my walk and in my life, and so many times I felt so alone, it helped me to go on to see some of these people that attack me, and then I don't attack them back, and see them get their just dessert, whether it's pudding or pie. I like to see them get their dessert. How many of you are happy when you're vindicated? Especially when you're vindicated. Not anybody in here? Oh, my gosh. Let me ask you again. How many of you like when God stands up for you, for goodness sake? Especially if you're right. And you know what? We cannot expect him to take up for us if we're wrong. So we have to have a deep involvement in prayer and the study of the word and the doing of the word and the speaking of the word. He will bring everything into the light. He will not let your enemies succeed over you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, it's so easy to do that, he will condemn that. He'll put a stop to it. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. Kelly said, Dad, there's going to be a lot of people missing. I thought, I can't wait to meet the ones that'll be here. I have no problem. It doesn't matter to me. See, it just doesn't matter. Because you know what? You're so important to me and to God. I'm just glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're here. I mean that. I really mean that in my heart. He will help you deal with your enemies. You know, many times God has been my counselor. I haven't had anybody else. I've been all alone. The Lord, I complained to the Lord some years ago. I said, who can I call, Lord? And the Lord said, son, just call on me. I'm your counselor. Some men walk alone. He said, Elijah walked alone. Many of the prophets walked alone. Jesus Christ walked alone. Okay? And that's how my life has been. And he has helped me to deal correctly with people that were trying to really hurt me. And to do that, you have to get out of the craze of the flesh and be all heated up. You got to calm down. Go get a nice grilled chicken sandwich from Dairy Delight. Then get over and listen to that voice inside of you and recall them verses and what they say, how to win, how to have God's favor, how to walk in the favor of God. I'm going to read Psalm 23 and verse 5. Once again, I have been a public figure for many years. Before I ever moved to Arkansas, I was a public figure. And I've had so many hurtful things happen, but this always makes me feel good. Psalm 23 and 5 says this, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Now you talk about having your cake and eating it too. For all the years, and I'm still doing this, that I have served the Lord as a minister and fed people and helped people and forgave people and married people and buried people and loved people. He's always, every day, he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Now, some of you may not appreciate that. But you know what I appreciate? It's when people talk so bad about you. Boy, we have been slandered in this city. And then, goodness gracious, I have driven more new vehicles than anybody I've known. And it makes people be disgusted with me. I've seen people that don't like me at the restaurant, and I've asked the lady, "Let me have their ticket. I want to buy their meal." You know the most important thing about that? Everybody knows I can do it. When I go eat, I can pay for it. Amen? And if you're lucky and you play your cards right and you want to, I'll let you pay for it. You'll be blessed. But God, if you get this thought in you, if you can just easily say to yourself, I don't want to visit God for his favor and a blessing. I want to live with God in my heart, in the deepest part of me. That is the essence of being a son or a daughter of God. You know what? If we did our parents that way, that would be awful. If we're parents and our children didn't come to visit us like they should, that would be terrible. I visit the Lord every day. I can't say I don't make mistakes sometimes, but I'm telling you what, he loves me and I know it. He loves me and I can feel it. He loves me and I can taste it. And I just want you to know that you're special. I just want you to know he thinks enough of you. He wants you to be close to him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow. Not visit the shadow of the Almighty. No, that person is going to abide with God like Enoch did. He walked with God, and God just took him and raptured him. The first person raptured off of the face of the earth in biblical history. Tonight, you have an opportunity to solidify your walk and your relationship with the Lord, because you did the right thing tonight. As hot as it is, with all the excuses why you couldn't, I have trained myself not to think about that. I think about, you know what? You handful that are here, you're part of my family, and I have just given you the best message I could. I didn't save this message for a bigger crowd. You're big enough for God. You're big enough for me. And I'm going to ask you, let's do this together as a family. Let's take communion. Let's find an altar right now. The word says right before you take communion, examine your heart. If there's something that shouldn't be there, confess it to the Lord. Ask him to help you with that. And then when you get up, you can come up here or make an altar right where you are.